Hold your head up high, you're stronger than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. I am your host, Natasha Hatcher, and let me tell you, it is such an honor to always be with you guys every week. Every week, I'm learning something new. Even as I'm discussing the topics that we're discussing, it's just always something new for me. One of the things I want to kind of get out of the way, because I know I said it in my head, but I didn't tell you guys. If you ever have a topic or something you would like for us to discuss or talk about or have more information on, you can always email me at TashaHatchett@gmail.com. That's TashaHatchett@gmail.com. Or you can message me on all social media platforms, Tasha Hatchett Consulting, and I will gladly be able to deal with those topics or answer whatever questions you have. But you know what you can also do? You can also give me your feedback. I'm okay. Be it good, bad, or indifferent. I'm okay with getting the feedback from you guys, our listeners. But I want to thank you guys each and every week for tuning in. I know you could be doing anything else with your time. There's so many more podcasts that you can be listening to. But the fact that you have chosen to listen to my podcast each and every week is a blessing. And I just want to say thank you. I don't take that for granted and I don't see it lightly. I really appreciate you guys. Yeah. So before we get too mushy, let's just get into our episode on today. So today we're going to be talking about the need for healing, the need for validation. Excuse me. It's like I couldn't even get my own topic out. So we're talking about healing the need for validation. I had to take a moment. We're talking about healing the need to be seen, the need to be chosen, the need to be affirmed, the need to be told that you're enough. And let's be real. We all desire some form of validation to some form of degree. We all desire to hear someone say something kind or nice to us to validate whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is that we're saying, how we're moving, how we're operating. And that's not a bad thing, right? It's not bad to have the need for validation. The problem begins when we start depending on it to feel safe or to feel whole. That's the problem. When we start depending on external validation, and we're going to do something a little different today. When we start depending on the need for external validation, that's when the problem comes in. When we start depending on someone to make us feel whole instead of making ourselves feel whole, that's where the issue comes in. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. The need to heal that, the need to overcome that. So we're going to do something different. Normally I don't break up my show in segments. Excuse me. I don't know what this is. I was perfectly fine before we hit record. But today we're going to break up our show and set like 5 or 6 different segments. I don't know. We'll see where it goes with this. Because I want us to kind of fully grasp what it is that I'm saying. And I don't want to seem and sound like I'm rambling. So we're going to kind of fine tune this a little bit more and just break it down into segments. Because this is such a big topic. And it's a big topic because there's so many of us that we desire to be validated and then we become dependent upon validation, and that can be a problem. So let's just talk about the first thing we're going to talk about. Where does it come from? Where does the need for validation come from? It just doesn't appear. but I'm inclined to believe that it's learned. Sometimes it's from my childhood. Sometimes it comes from relationships. Sometimes it just comes from the need to earn someone's love or respect. Everybody's story is different. We don't always pinpoint where it comes from, but those are areas that it can stem from. When I say it comes from our childhood, maybe you weren't fully seen or heard by a parent. Maybe that parent or parents did not affirm you. Maybe you felt like a sibling was more affirmed or seen than you were and heard than you were. So that right there created a need to be validated. Maybe it came from a relationship. Maybe you were in a relationship where someone consistently validated who you are as a person. And as time went on, you became dependent on it. I don't know. That's not my story. I believe mine came from childhood. That's just me being honest. And it didn't come from me not being seen or affirmed. It just came from me being downright dependent. I don't know. But some of us, it also comes from where we have to perform. We had to perform to prove our love or to prove our affection. And so we became dependent on the need for validation. We say this is how you know that you have a need or you've learned to depend on validation. When you say things like, if I do enough, maybe I'll be enough. If I'm chosen, then I'm gonna feel valuable. If they approve me, then I matter. These are some of the phrases that we make to ourselves. Like, if so-and-so tells me this, that means I'm on point. If so-and-so mentions my shoes, that means I'm on point. If they don't say anything about my hair, that means, okay, they didn't like it and maybe I shouldn't do that again. That's a need. That's dependency. And without realizing it, we thrive on it. We depend on it. We crave it. It becomes so indoctrinated to who we are that it shows up. It just shows up everywhere. It shows up in every area of our lives because now it's become so routine for us to depend on validation or the need for validation. One of the things I notice about validation is it's not a bam in your face thing. It starts very subtle. The need for validation starts, it creeps in. It just don't come in like a rocket. It creeps in like a tortoise. It's just little things that you start doing and saying that starts to build the pattern and the need for validation. Things like feeling affected by how someone responds to you. Staying in a relationship longer than you should. Went too far, stay too long. Struggling to make decisions without asking others. Feeling uneasy when you're not acknowledged. Things like seeking reassurance constantly. How do you like this? Do you think about that? How do you think about it? Do you think I should do it? Do you think I should do it? Like, your need for validation has override your own personal intuition, your internal intuition, how you should feel, be, and exist. It also looks like over-explaining yourself. Well, I went to the store because I wanted to make sure that take a deep breath. Those are ways that we start to subtly create the need for validation. Those are ways that we start to subtly give up our power, give up our personal intuition, our internal intuition. It can even show up as being a perfectionist. I have to get this right and do this right and da 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 to make this person happy. I have to make sure I do this a certain way, say that a certain way, look a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way because I have the need to be validated. I want them to say something, so I have to be perfect, Patty. And sometimes we don't see perfectionism as a flaw. We see it as a strength, but it actually can be a flaw. It actually can be you stepping out of who you are and becoming somebody else just to appease to someone else. But underneath all of that, what I just said, here's the one question I want each and every one of us to ask ourselves. Am I enough? Take a moment. You'll hear me say that a lot lately. Take a moment because I want us to internalize what it is that we're hearing. Not just hearing, but listen, hear it, process it. Are you enough? And only you can answer that question. Only you can determine whether or not you're enough, because the word enough for me is subjective. What may be enough for me may not be enough for you. How I may feel that I'm enough and how I show up may not be what's enough for you and how you show up. So that's the question that we first need to ask ourselves. We know that we have the need for validation, but now let's ask ourselves, am I enough? Why do I crave this validation? Is it because I feel that I am not enough? And I need to now ask myself, are you enough? Am I dependent on the need to be validated? The worst type of validation, like I mentioned before, is external validation, because it's unstable. External validation is inconsistent because people are inconsistent. Opinions are inconsistent. Affection is inconsistent. That's why external validation is so dangerous, because people can change, feelings can change, emotions can change, opinions can change. And so if you're depending on someone to externally validate you, once any of those areas changes, so does who you are and who you're trying to become. When your worth is tied to something that changes, your confidence will constantly rise and fall. When your self-worth is tied into you look good today, you did well today, oh, I'm so proud of you, oh my gosh, you did that. When your self-worth is tied into that, when your need for external validation is there, you're going to rise and you're going to fall and you're going to constantly be on a roller coaster. I am not a fan of theme parks. I don't like roller coasters. I haven't been on a ride since I was probably in middle or high school. Not sure which one. But the need for external validation is just like being on a roller coaster. You start off really good. It's very subtle. The ride may be very slow and you're just chugging along because that person said one thing or two things. It's like a roller coaster. You're just chugging along in the beginning. And then as the ride progresses, you take your first loop. Okay, not that bad. I survived. And then the ride goes and it picks up speed and you take your first loop and then your second loop and you can't breathe because you didn't know what to expect. It started out subtle. You didn't see it escalating. You didn't see yourself becoming dependent. And that's what external validation is. It starts out subtle. She said, okay, da da da. And then all of a sudden, the person didn't say anything next time. And that's your first loop. So you're okay. Okay. They didn't say anything this time. I'm fine. And then it goes along again and you get a few more validations in between the first loop and the second loop. But here's the thing, the second loop comes and it hits a little bit harder with more speed. And that's what it is. That person didn't say anything, not for 4 days, maybe 5 days, maybe 6 days, maybe 7 days. And now you're feeling out of sorts and out of whack, just like that third loop. Woo, 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 woo. And now you're in this place where you're questioning who you are, and you're questioning, am I enough? And you're questioning, did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Is my hair not right? Did I wear the wrong outfit? Did I put on the wrong shoes? Did I say the wrong thing? That's why we can't depend on external validation. It sends us on this emotional roller coaster. It sends us to a place, it sends us in this spiraling downward spiral, because I was up and I was good and I was fine. And the minute the person stopped validating me, the minute the person's affection changed towards me, the minute their opinion stopped changed towards me, there goes my worth. When you depend on external validation, you feel secure one moment and unsure the next. You'll feel confident when you're affirmed and question yourself when you're not. And that can be exhausting because you're constantly chasing something you cannot control. Well, how do we shift? How do we shift from external to internal? Well, the shift begins when you learn to affirm and validate yourself. How do I do that? Well, I'll tell you. When you go from desiring for them to see your value to now seeing your own value. When you go from desiring for them to approving you to now approving yourself. When you go from begging and seeking them to choose you and now you're choosing yourself. When you can go from them creating an atmosphere that's confident of confidence for you, and then you're confident within yourself. Now you're shifting from external to internal. Because when you validate yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need constant reassurance. You don't shrink for acceptance. You don't overextend to be light. You become grounded. When you can look yourself in the mirror, and this is the one thing I tell my clients all the time. Don't wait for someone to build and affirm who you are. You look yourself every morning in that mirror and you build and you affirm yourself. For some, it may seem awkward, but it's fine. Do it enough and you'll get accustomed to it. When you can look yourself in the mirror in the morning, say, you are amazing. Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You're so handsome. When you can say those things to yourself, when you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I have everything I need to be sufficient today. That's you grounding yourself in your internal validation. So guess what? When you show up to work and Susie don't validate you, your boss don't validate you, your client don't validate you, you're perfectly fine because you did that already. You validated yourself. You stamped your own card of approval because now you're no longer seeking it from the outside. You're not no longer seeking it, but now you're operating from it because you got up this morning, you esteemed you, you validated you, you loved on you, you build yourself. I love affirmations. I love giving them to children. I love giving them to adults. I love a good affirmation. One of my affirmations every morning, I remind myself, I am enough. I remind myself every morning, loving me is enough. Because if no one ever loves me, I need to know that the love that I have for myself is enough. Self-validation is not an overnight job. Self-validation is a practice. Self-validation is a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Because as a person who's going from external validation to now self-validation, it takes time. Just as much as it took time for you to fall into the place of being validated by someone else, it's also going to take time for you to fall into the place of validating yourself. So don't expect it to be a one and done. That's not going to happen. Don't expect to wake up this morning and say, I'm every woman. No, you're every woman. You're every man. But it's going to take more than just one day. Yeah, I know I can't sing. It's fine. It's not my gift. What I'm saying is it's a marathon. Take your time. Get comfortable in it. And you don't have to have a million affirmations. You just need to have one solid one. And if that one solid affirmation you repeat every morning is, I am enough. Hear me. That is enough. Telling yourself that you are enough is enough. That is it. That's the validation. That's the affirmation. I am enough. Regardless of what people think or say or do or feel, I'm enough. Self-validation looks like trusting your own decisions. Trusting that you're capable enough to make decisions. Even when people don't understand what you're doing. I can't tell you how many times in my era of self-doubt, when I finally decided to trust myself and trust that I was able to make capable decisions, I can't tell you the many times people will say, you sure? I don't understand why you're doing such and such and such. I know you don't. But in that moment, to me, it made sense, and I was going to trust me, and I was going to bet on me. Self-validation also looks like honoring your feelings without needing agreement. If I feel like I don't want to, if I feel something about the situation or circumstance, I don't need you to agree. And it's not disrespectful. It's also boundaries. If I say this is what it is for me, that's what it is. I don't need you to agree. I don't need you to validate, because I am validating my own feelings. I am validating what I'm feeling and experiencing in that moment. You ever been in a conversation with somebody and you said, well, you know, I feel horrible, or I feel good about today. And that person saying, well, why you feel like that? That's them trying to get you to agree with them, in opposed to them agreeing with you. But you don't need their agreement to feel what you feel, because what you feel is what you feel. Self-validation also looks like speaking kindly to yourself. I don't remember which episode I said this. I said, you are always listening to you. If nobody else is listening to you, you are always listening to you. How you speak to you is how you will show up. I used to make this statement, and I still randomly do it. I'm trying to completely break the habit of it. But I used to make this statement. I said, no, Natasha, you cannot be that stupid. Oh, Natasha, you cannot be that dumb. That was me speaking to me. And I'm literally calling my name. Me is listening. So now, that doesn't validate. That degrades. So you have to watch the way you're speaking to yourself. Self-validation means you're going to watch the way you speak to you. I'm not going to call myself stupid. I'm not going to call myself dumb. So now it's like, you know, so now self-validation for me looks like, nah, Natasha, that was not the way you could have handled that. You could have done that differently. You see the difference? I'm glad that you handled it, but I need you to handle that a little bit more differently next time. I have not said one negative thing to myself in that statement. Self-validation is also acknowledging your growth. We could be our worst critics, ladies and gentlemen. We have to acknowledge our growth. Now, girl, you would have normally went off in that situation, but whoo, you didn't. You held your peace. As the church folks say, you hold your mule. That's me acknowledging my own growth and not waiting for somebody to say, oh, I see the growth. I mean, what they see is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that external validation is bad. I'm saying your dependency on it is bad. But when you can acknowledge where you've been and where you are and acknowledge your own growth, that is self-validation at its finest. Oh, my God. You used to say 50 negative things about yourself every day, but now you're down to 10. Acknowledging my growth. Self-validation is also giving myself permission to be human and not perfect. That was big for me. I felt like I had to be everything to everybody. And I spoke about this in one of the previous episodes. I felt like I had to be everything to everybody everywhere, and I was nothing to myself. Everything to everybody everywhere, but nothing to myself anywhere. That was me. But now I give myself permission to be human. Remember I told you guys in another episode, I learned how to use the word no, and I use it oh so well. Would you like to? No. Can you? No. Did you? No. Without overextending, overexplaining, any of that, because no. That's what self-validation looks like. I am giving permission to be human. I'm going to make mistakes. If I was supposed to put this in biblical terms, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to fall. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to do things that I probably know better not to do, but I'm doing them anyway. But I'm giving myself permission to be human. Not giving myself permission to sin. I'm giving myself permission to be human and not have to develop the perfect Patty syndrome. Self-validation is me telling myself, I see you, girl. I hear you too. And I'm proud of you. I don't need anyone to understand me, because I do. And that ladies and gentlemen, is self-confidence. That builds a different level of self-confidence when you can validate yourself, when you can validate who you are, what you're doing, how you're moving, your growth, that is self-confidence at its best. So, can I still get self-validation? I mean, external validation though? Is it okay for them to still validate me? Of course it is. Just don't depend on it. I'm not telling you that it's not okay for someone else to validate you. What I'm saying to you today is don't allow that to be your total existence. Do not depend on it. If it happens, yay. But if it doesn't, yay, because I'm not depending on anyone else. I am depending on me to validate me. So yes, you can still receive self-validation. Let's be clear. It's good to hear a supervisor, a spouse, a parent, a friend say something positive about you. There's nothing wrong with being affirmed. There's nothing wrong with being celebrated. There's nothing wrong with people recognizing your value. And there's nothing wrong with people affirming who you are. But it should be a bonus. It should be an addition. It is not a requirement because you've already done it for yourself. Because when we require validation, you give other people so much control of how you feel about yourself. That's why I don't want us to depend on it. When we're depending on external validation, that's giving up. It's relinquishing control to how you feel about you. You're depending on someone else to validate and tell you how you feel about you. But when you're grounded in your own self-worth, when you're grounded in your own self-confidence, you don't depend on it. You don't depend on it. So I started this episode and I said, healing the need for validation. I talked about external validation. I talked about the internal validation. I talked about the contrasting of the two. I talked about the pros and the cons of the two. Where there's no pro, well, there's a pro to external. I talked about it. But here's a major question as we get ready to wrap this up. How do I release it? I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 60, I'm 15, I'm 25, I'm 32, I'm 28, I'm 29, whatever age you are. How do I release the need for validation? Can I be honest? It's not going to happen overnight. It's a learned behavior. And anytime something is a learned behavior, we now have to unlearn what we've learned. And depending on how long you've learned that behavior may determine how long it takes to unlearn the behavior. There's some of us, some things will move a little bit faster, a little bit more rapidly, but it's not an overnight thing. It may take moments. It may take months. It may take weeks. It may take years. I don't know. Everybody's process is different. Release it. But altogether, ultimately, the goal is releasing it. Choose yourself. That's how you release it. Trust yourself. That's how you release it. Stop seeking permission. That's how you release the need. Moments where you say things like, I don't need to prove anything like anyone to anyone. And the more you do that, the freer you become. The more you affirm yourself, the more free you become. The more you self-talk and remind yourself that you are enough, the more free you become and the more released you will feel. The more you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm that girl, I'm that guy, the more you're feeling the need to be, the more you're freeing yourself, the more you're releasing the need for validation. It's good if it happens, But if it doesn't, it should not shake your foundation. It should not send you on a roller coaster of a ride. It should not have you going topsy-turvy because this one didn't validate me today. No. You release it by affirming who you are. You release it by standing firm on your decisions. You release it by trusting yourself. You release it by stop asking for permission. That's how we release it. I want you to understand this. If you are one that was seeking validation prior to this episode, don't judge yourself. Don't be mad with you. But simply understand that's where you were at that time. That was the unhealed version of you. And so it is my prayer that after hearing this episode and really listening into what's being said, you are going to start affirming yourself and believing in who you are. There's a version of you that version of you needed reassurance. That version of you needed to feel seen. That version of you needed to feel affirmed. But now that's not the case. You are going to learn how to give that to yourself. You're going to learn how to be everything you desire externally to be that internally for yourself. And that's going to change and release you from the need. It's going to heal you from your need. Because when you validate yourself, you stop chasing approval. You stop settling for less in anything. Stop settling for less in your job, in your relationship, in your friendships, in your partnerships, whatever it is. When you start to validate who you are, you just simply stop settling. You stop even questioning your own self-worth. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I skinny enough? Am I tall enough? You stop questioning your self-worth. Earth, because now you're validating you. And then you become anchored. Once you start validating who you are, you become anchored. Yeah. You become anchored in who you are currently and who you're becoming. Because validating you, remember I said it's a marathon? Every day you wake up, you should find something different to validate about yourself. Like today, my self-validation was, you're not the skinniest person, but thank God you're here. That's just me and my weight loss journey. You're not where you want to be weight-wise and health-wise, but you're still here. And you still have time to make a difference. That's me acknowledging where I'm not, but affirming where I can go and what I'm capable of accomplishing. I told myself this morning, when I got up this morning, I looked myself in the mirror as I was brushing my teeth and my eyebrows caught my attention. Don't judge me. I can be a little vain sometimes. And I said, "Ooh, girl, them eyebrows on point." That was me validating me. That was me encouraging me and esteeming me and building me and loving simply on me. When you validate yourself, you show up differently. You walk differently. You talk differently. Your tone changes. Your attitude changes. Your demeanor changes because now you're showing up unauthentically you. Because you looked yourself in the mirror. Be it your car, the mirrors in your car, the one in your bathroom, or the one in your living room, or if you're like me in my son's bathroom, which have the better lighting, and you look at yourself and you say, "God dang it, I'm good at what I do. Can't nobody beat you being you, boo." And some may see it as stuck up and conceited, but no, baby, that's just my self-confidence. Because if I wait on you to tell me I'm good at what I do, you might not like me today. And so you might not tell me that. And I don't want to be on an emotional roller coaster because I don't even like roller coasters in the natural. So I'm definitely not taking an emotional one. So let me go ahead and validate myself. So if you can, in this moment, I want you to look yourself in the mirror And I want you to say, you are enough. You're smart. You're amazing. And you're fully capable. Say it again. I am enough. I'm smart. I'm amazing. And I'm fully capable. Say it again. I am enough. I'm smart. I'm amazing. And I'm fully capable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, folks. That's our episode for today. Healing the need for validation. Again, I thank you guys so much for being here with me on this journey. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who might be ready to stop seeking the need for validation and start living in it. And until next time, affirm yourself, trust yourself, choose yourself. But most importantly, know that loving you is enough. Have a good day, everyone. Until next time.
Power in your hands, your story's just begun. Believe in who you are, you're the